Okay, let's rip this. We're talking about Arkansas, all right? We're talking about Arkansas, and we're getting into hot springs. All right, first of all, I drove from east to west, flat, from Memphis. So starting in West Memphis, and I'm going to end up at Texarkana. This place fucking sucks. Okay, so, first of all, not good that I am starting with Memphis. You know, that wasn't, didn't get off to the right foot. So, little Tennessee side route. Memphis, apparently there's that one road. It's like Beale Street, and it's all closed off to cars. So it's just walking. And there's a ton of shops. Kind of similar to a, you know, Broadway feel. Just a little lower key. Seems pretty cool. But besides that, just dog shit. Just, like, looks horrible, run down, shitty. Okay, so we roll into West Memphis, and all the way until Little Rock, the biggest city in Arkansas. Just boring. Just boring. Like, depressing, kind of. Like, no houses on the side of the roads. Just, there's a sign that said, like, it was like, grayed out. Like the advertisement, the billboard had been ripped. And someone had spray-painted, "I love you, Casey," on it. Which I just felt was, like, kind of fitting to Arkansas. But, just shit. Just, and it was way busier than it should have been, because there's just a bunch of semis. They're probably driving through Arkansas to get somewhere else. Just dog shit. So there's a reason the highways are 75, and it's so you can get through Arkansas as fast as you can. I even had traffic. So it wasn't that easy. Two lanes, semis clogging everything up, going 45 at some points. The east shithole, I get over to Little Rock, and let's go check out Little Rock, you know, let's go see what the downtown is. I couldn't figure out anything. Just like whatever they called downtown was like a strip with Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, and whatever. I mean, maybe I missed the place, but just dog shit. Just nothing. Just, again, run down, too. And then I stopped at the Walmart to get some supplies in Little Rock. And there was, like, the parking lot was, like, smoking. And then the ambulance and fire truck rolled in. And I don't know what they were there for. Maybe related to that smoke. But yeah, just out of nowhere. And I tried to do a DoorDash from there. And it was... I literally physically, after 25 minutes, went up to these kids. And was like, "Hey, I got this order. This is name." They're like, "Okay, yeah, we'll come back out to you." Never came out. Boom. Let's move on. This place just fucking blows. Hot springs. Let's talk about hot springs. National park. The smallest national park. I'm not counting the Arch Park for St. Louis. No. Doesn't count, okay? The smallest national park by far. It's like 5,000 acres. Most of it's just forest. Like, just trails, nothing special. Literally, I think they inflate the size of the thing just to make it seem more reasonable. There were two things outside. One was a trickling water, like just a trickling stream into this little pool. And I didn't even see any steam off it, so it probably wasn't that hot. I didn't touch it, but it probably wasn't that hot. And then there was this little waterfall. They call it a waterfall, but it was just this trickle of water. Again, just a little, like, maybe 100-something degrees, 110 degrees. So, you know, cool, warm water. Just blue. I mean, there's this watchtower, which is cool, but, like, what the fuck are you looking at? You're looking at Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's not like, you know, let's go up a couple hundred feet just to look at the shit I took in the toilet. Like, you're not gonna really see anything, insano. So, I mean, dude, all it is, it's a bunch of bathhouses, and it's like, hey, here's some history about white people, bathing, thinking that their water makes them special, while the slaves go and serve them. I mean, just ridiculous, just stupid. I don't give a fuck. It's like, oh, then there's gambling in this area, and there's a bunch of mob. Like, oh, cool. The only reason you guys are here is because you can get away with shit. And, oh, yeah, just more evidence that it's just a decrepit, shitstorm place. Dude. I mean, I went into one of these. It's like, the national parks are really just these bathhouses that use the springs. And I went in and I got a brochure, and it was like $20 to use the pool, like just to swim in a normal pool. And then it was like, and then it was just like a resort, like $50 for this hot bath and shit like that. It's honestly remarkably dumb. Just right on brand with Arkansas. I mean, when I think about it, I think that Arkansas, the people here needed something to hype up. And so they're like, oh, we have warm water and it makes us spiritual. Because, I mean, what else do you have? Like, you know, either you live your whole life down here depressed, and not because of, like, I'm not getting into any, like, mental health, like, biological, like, chemical. I'm saying this area is such a piece of shit that you get depressed. Environmental depression. And then you go, oh, we have some warm water. I bet it's spiritually cleansing. I mean, let me take a sip of this cool springs water. It tastes like water. Dude, and I think they just need something to validate themselves. And get them off the mindset that, hey, we're still in Arkansas. I mean, it's just a bunch of idiots back in the day. I mean, granted, during that time, whatever, you know, people thought stuff. So I can't really call them idiots from my perspective, but they just, I mean, ooh, it's healing. Oh, it's curing ailments. Helen Keller went there. Babe Ruth went there at some point. Oh, it's, who gives a fuck? It's just water. Dude, that place fucking blows. It should not be a national park. Arkansas doesn't need a national park. What they need is everyone to flee there and then just make it the U.S. prison system. Make the U.S. prison system Arkansas. Because no one's going to want to commit a crime if they have to stay in Arkansas. That's a fact. That's 100% factual. Move everyone out of there. And you're like, oh, well, that's inhumane. You're going to force people out of their home. Yeah, they're going to like it. They're going to be happy if they're in Memphis now, not Arkansas. Ridiculous. This is the worst state I've ever been in. This is the worst state I've ever experienced from my personal vantage point. Easily the worst. Yeah, dog shit. Yeah, I mean, you know, at least like some states, like generally, I mean, okay. Generally, you could say some states go by, like, quality of state goes by, like, you could look at, you know, income earnings, stuff like that, like, just, like, how economically feasible. I mean, it's imperfect because, like, Connecticut, New Jersey, they make a lot of money. Those states kind of fucking suck. But you look at some of the lower, like, the West Virginia, the Alabama, Louisiana, you know, states that economically aren't doing that well, okay? Well, they have some fucking spice to them. They have some damn character. I don't know what the fuck Arkansas is besides a bunch of ugly white people. Yeah. This state blows. And Hot Springs is dog shit. I mean, I'm honestly not that surprised. It's just I'm ripping this right now because it's kind of nice when my mindset going in matched the reality. I was kind of like, yeah, let's get the hell out of here as quick as we can. Sadly, I'm staying over the night in a Walmart here, but I just feel even more than that. Can't wait to get out of here. State blows. Yeah, I guess that's it.